All right, welcome back to the second day of doing this little commute convos or conversations or whatever it be that I'm calling it. And today actually is an interesting day in a Facebook group that I'm a part of called No Small Creator. I'm a part of a lot of Facebook groups. Actually, I think Facebook groups are probably somewhere that a lot of businesses don't realize there's a lot of value to give and to receive out of Facebook groups. And this one Facebook group is just a collective of creators who believe in the mindset and the mantra that there's no such thing as a small creator. It was created by this guy named Cody Wanner, who kind of blew up when he did a bit of a collab with Casey Neistat, and he's collabed with Peter McKinnon as well. And he's kind of been like the voice of this movement that he started, where the idea, the concept of creation is just so massive that it is paradoxical to call someone a creator, but then call them a small creator, right? If you're putting something out there and if you're creating something at all, that in itself is just massive. And so today, the idea is that all these creators from all over the world that are gathered in this Facebook group are going to collectively create a video and put it on YouTube, because that's where predominantly a lot of these creators, you know, post their stuff, is on YouTube. Obviously, I am invested more into my podcast, Facebook, Instagram, TV, which is where this will go, but then I found out it will automatically push to my Facebook page, which is kind of cool, right? Which goes back to my idea of transforming content and distributing it to different audiences in different manners, right? Admittedly, I don't do everything that I say I'm going to do. I'd rather just make another piece of content, but for those who have trouble making content, right, that idea of figuring out how to transform the content and distribute it in multiple manners is great, because, you know, IGTV, I think, is a place that, honestly, I don't even watch, right? I got like 6 views on the video I posted yesterday. That's 6 people who even thought about watching what I was going to say, right? And that concept of creation, of putting myself out there, is just so massive that it's, yeah, you can't call me a small creator. My audience might be small when you put me next to, you know, some of the big creators in the world, like the Joe Rogans, the Casey Neistats, you know, the Gary Vaynerchuks, you know, some of these really big, massive things. It's like, if you don't know those names in the creator world, you know, they're pretty big. But like, that's like the Tony Robbins, right? The Seth Godins, you know, they're up there. They're massive, right? In this world of creation, right? So I'm literally using the same platforms. I have the same stage, the same soapbox as anyone else. The only difference is, you know, is the audience, the distribution, the creation of the content and the distribution channels are exactly the same. It's just the level of the audience, right? But whether you impact 1 person, 1,000 people, or just yourself, that in itself is an impactful and powerful thing, right? You know, I went to the doctor, I don't know, what was it, like a week and a half ago, whatever it be, just for like, you know, she wanted to see how I was doing, and things are improving a lot. And, you know, I told her, like, you know, my podcast is kind of like my therapy. It's strange. I feel much more comfortable opening up in front of a camera than, say, directly to my wife, or you know, opening up someone over my podcast face-to-face who I've never met before, instead of, you know, my parents, right? Like, that itself is super strange, right? But it's not just me who feels this. There's a lot of creators around the world who do use, you know, the internet or and its variety of different platforms, right? Whether it be Instagram, whether it be YouTube, Twitter, IGTV, whatever different platform they feel comfortable utilizing, Snapchat, right? That's how they want to communicate with the world. And we're in this place and time where for some reason, you know, and I'm gonna, you know, steal some ideas from Gary Vaynerchuk, for some reason we put the idea of writing a letter above texting someone, right? Like, if you saw me writing a letter to someone, you'd probably be shocked or amazed or whatever, but you wouldn't question it. Like, you would just, you'd just be like, oh, wow, he wants to communicate and share something with someone, right? But God forbid I want to, you know, create a new Instagram post and put how I'm feeling out through that medium that I'm comfortable with. In that case, you know, I'm just considered, you know, a mobile phone addict, right? Which is really a horrible way to think, right? Like, we have all these new methods to share how we're feeling, what we're feeling, or share our perspective, but we put this like hierarchy of what as a creator is considered acceptable, right? Why is painting with a paintbrush and onto a canvas acceptable, but I want to, you know, play with my phone and create, you know, some words to put out on Instagram, right? Do I look at Instagram more than I should? Probably, right? But we're in this world where, like, you know, it's really unfair to those who really have grown up with digital media to say, yeah, you're addicted. But, like, we've all seen the photos, you know, of people on the train where the whole train car is reading the newspaper. Why is the newspaper glorified as, like, this beautiful medium to get news versus other ways, right? Like, now, that it's a whole nother discussion to talk about journalism. I'm not attacking journalism at all. I love journalism. I'm a huge proponent of ethical journalism, 100%. And if you know me, you would know that. But it's this idea, though, that we put things on pedestals and what we're allowed to do. And as a creator who uses the digital medium, you know, I think it's ridiculous. And I don't like how people perceive me and how, like, if I put all my thoughts into a book, right? If I took the time and wrote a novel about whatever I'm feeling and maybe created the next big self-help book or whatever be and got it published, you know, no one would really question that, right? But since I'm a small creator who's willing to be open and honest with who I am, people do question that. But anyways, that's my rant for today. My random commute conversation vlog thing, which I rip and I put onto my podcast called The Nevin Webster Show, which you can find on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or you can just keep on tuning in here at IGTV or, I guess, you know, Cameo Creative's Facebook page, which it pushes to. You know, this is a new medium for me. I'm totally fine going off the cuff. I'm comfortable with it. Not everyone is. And I just want to encourage anyone who wants to create, you know, figure out how to create, right? I'm so busy in my life creating. Sometimes I'm not consuming enough as much of my friends' content as I want, right? Because as a creator, I have to be creating, not just consuming. But even if people don't watch it, remember, you're not a small creator. Creation is such a massive act. We have the same tools as the big dogs, the big media, and in my opinion, we can take what's ours if we really want to. You just got to commit, and you got to be willing to be who you are. You know, don't pretend to be someone else, especially on the internet. They find out very quickly if you're a fake. You know, the internet knows. No one knows if you're a dog on the internet, but they know if you're faking who you are, if that makes sense, if you know that cliche. But anyways, I'm at my 10-minute mark. I'm going to go grab my coffee, and thank you so much. Please join the community on Facebook group and share your creations in that group. I would love to see them. That's my preferred way of getting updates on people's creations and Kamloops. Cheers. Bye-bye.